Welcome back to the Saturday morning coaches show. We're going to turn our attention to Dawson Boyd, Lac La Parle Valley boys tennis with head coach Austin Ireland. Good morning, Austin.
Morning, Paul.
I understand you guys are on the way to a tournament this morning.
Yeah, we're down. We're going heading down to Worthington for a doubles tournament. Weather's looking good. It's going to be a nice day. There's going to be a bunch of other teams there. It's going to be a good opportunity, you know, just to go out and play. You know, it's spring by the minute, you know. That could change within the next hour or next minute. But right now it's spring and it's good weather today, so we're going to take advantage of it.
Good, yeah. We'll talk about that tournament here in a little bit as well. But you had a couple matches this week. Tell us about them.
Yeah, right on. So Tuesday we had our, you know, season debut. We headed to Clear City, took on the Wolverines. And it was raining a little bit. We got there, and then the sun came out, and yeah, we had a pretty good matchup, you know. So the first one, getting our feet wet, and you know, we ended up beating McRae 4-3. We had some rain delay though, and but I'll go over some scores here. Luke Stock, he played our one single, and this is the first time in about 10 years we haven't had a viewer on the team. And usually Buehr was like one of our one singles. But Luke Stock, he gets that honor this year. He played one single. He ended up winning his first set 6-1 and then lost his second set 6-4. And, you know, it started to rain, and we played through it. And then we had an hour delay, you know, and that really affected his game. Mm-hmm. Because then when it dried up, he was doing well, you know, ended up coming back. But lost that set 6-4, and then that third set, you know, it started raining again. But we just finished through, ended up losing that third set 6-1. Gunnar Olsen, he got the victory for us at two singles. He played Willie Miller, and that was another thing. He won his first set 6-1, and then he won the second set 6-4. But that rain started to come, and both him and Luke, they were winning, right? So they kind of, the rain was coming, they try to hurry up points, try to get, you know, get the, not moving their feet the way they should, and that kind of affected the scores. And you know, it's a learning curve for both of those two guys in new positions this year. Is you have to keep playing your game and keep staying in control and not trying to hurry things, and that's what kind of got Luke in trouble. Gunner got a little bit in trouble, but he was able to, you know, he had a big enough cushion for a lead where it, you know, he didn't have to play that third set. So we had Mikkel Myers at third singles. He played a great job. He's got really good footwork. He ended up losing to Hugo Vargas 6-2, 6-1. Thomas Felton, he took the he got a win at fourth singles. That was a forfeit. McRae. At one doubles, we had the two Brodies, Brody Nelson and Brody Boston. They ended up losing that first set 8-6 in a tiebreaker. And that was another thing where they were playing until the rain delay came. And after that rain delay, they just couldn't get things going. They were just kind of mentally out of it, hard to get that refusion up, and they ended up losing that second set 6-1. And then at second doubles, Jeremiah Stevens again, Andrews, they won by forfeit. And Aaron Will and Miguel de la Torre, a foreign exchange student from Spain, they got the win at third doubles. And, you know, one thing I always help with Miguel, I always tell him, you know, hit the ball in English, don't hit the ball in Spanish. And when he figures that out, you know, that goes well. So, yeah, it was a nice job for us getting a first win of the year and, you know, dealing with that weather delay.
Good, good.
Yeah. Thursday was a little different story, though. We took on Montevideo. That was a windy day, and you know, Montevideo is a solid program. They got second in the section last year. They have four guys with 11 or more wins returning from last year. And in context, I think our guys, we as a team only played 10 matches last year. So they had a lot of power. They returned, but we played really well. You know, we had guys, a lot of great points and good rallies, and you get better by playing people that are, you play by playing good teams. Luke Stock lost to Simon Fitzcampus in straight sets, 6-1, 6-0. Gunnar Olsen lost to Gabe Lindemann, 6-2, 6-1. Brody Nelson, we moved him around. We're going to shuffle things around quite a bit this season. But, you know, we moved him back to singles. He played four singles last year. He did a nice job against Taylan Brock, ended up losing a 6-4, 6-1. Mitchell Myers, Yeah, four singles. You know, he's got a lot of potential too. This is his second match playing singles for us, you know, ever. You know, second singles match ever. So to do that, playing at the varsity level, that's a pretty good job. End up losing in straight set, 6-0. Brody Botham and Tony Reap, they played a doubles, and they meshed pretty well together. Ended up losing 6-3, 6-0. And Montevideo as a team, those kids could really serve. And, you know, that's the big difference between them and us, I would say, is they put a lot more hours in the courts in the summertime. And it really showed on Thursday just the fact that, you know, they're just their serves. And we got to get to there. We got to learn how to handle that. But, it's a process. It's early on in the season yet. Second doubles, they were very impressive. Thomas Felton and Hudson Geezy, you know, a couple sophomores there. They ended up losing 6-3, 6-2. But, you know, that was, Hudson's first match, playing on the varsity level his first time. That was him and Thomas really getting in the groove of things and moved well and communicated well. They could be a fun team moving forward. Third doubles, Gannon Andrews and Aaron Will lost in straight sets. You know, Aaron Will's a seventh grader. You know, he's playing against a senior and a junior. I mean, he played really well. I mean, the coach was like, yeah. I mean, he was kind of impressed. Like, wow, that's a seventh grader out there. And, yeah, it's tough. You know, you're going to take some bumps. But, they did some good job. He didn't double fault once, and I think we did a good job of keeping the ball in play. But, you know, we had a lot more experience for the Montevideo Thunderhawks had. But, yeah, it's early in the season. We got to keep growing. They put a lot more time in the course than we do, so we got a little catching up to do. But, it's good to face those really good teams and, you know, get better. And as a team, yeah, we're getting better.
Okay, good. Yeah, so you got a couple matches in this week, and then as you mentioned earlier, you're on your way to Worthington. Can you tell us about the tournament in Worthington?
There's going to be in flight. They're going to play six times, six different matches. It's going to be games to nine. Top three get hardware, so hopefully we can get some hardware. But the main thing is it's going to be reps. We're going to play some points out, you know, and then move on and keep these rotating. And that court time is huge, you know, especially for us. You know, we maybe get some decent courts that we don't really have the best courts to practice on.
Yeah.
Usually don't have the best weather to hit, so hopefully we have that today. We have the opportunity today to just grow and continue to get better. And, you know, for a lot of these guys who maybe haven't played a lot of doubles, is to now you can kind of learn, you know, how to move movement and stuff and see a lot of different people. Yeah, it's going to be a blast. I can't wait. It's been a fun morning so far. Yep. Hopefully we continue the day and have to have some hardware and just come away with quite a few things.
Okay, good. JV, has JV started play yet or?
Yeah, we kind of all go together. So, like, on Thursday, we had, you know, JV's playing just after.
Okay.
You know, after the varsity matches and
okay.
Stuff like that. So.
All right, good. All right, well, good luck today in Worthington. What do you got coming up this week then?
Well, we got with the weather permitting, Tuesday we take on Minnewaska, and they're solid. They're 4-0 already. They just keep reloading, and just those Lake kids. I don't know, man. Those Lakers. They're solid every year, every out. It's a given. We did take them on Tuesday. Thursday we got New London. We're gonna match up a little bit better with them this year. It'd be good to see. They lost a few guys, but that's good. It should be a good matchup for us. And then Friday we head to cross the board and we take on Milbank.
Okay. Yeah, Milbank traditionally always has outstanding tennis.
Yeah. Yeah, they do. So that'll be good to see them. And it's not non-conference, not even the right state. So
yeah,
it'll be fun. Nothing to lose.
That's right. Nothing to lose there. Should mention to our listeners that you're on the road all season long. You don't have no home matches because of the tennis courts. So mm-hmm. Kind of be tough on kids, isn't it, to be on the road all the time?
Oh, you kidding? They love being on the bus and monkeying around. And sometimes I wish the bus was a little bit bigger. I can just kind of hear what they say. But this group really meshes well, I think. I think if anything, it's hard. It's probably on the parents. Oh, when you got to pick them up and,
yep,
you know, coming back into town and what like that. But oh, that's fun. They get, they like to go out and eat, and they have a fun time. And this is a, you know, really good group, and this is the most, probably the most fun I've had so far coaching. You know, I didn't do any, I used to work some basketball games. I didn't work a basketball game this year, and that's really helped me kind of feel and refresh. And, yeah, you know, we have Mr. Hurley, you know, finishing up with his musical stuff. So, you know, us coaches can really dial in and have a good time growing and getting better as a team.
All right. Thanks a lot, Austin. We'll hear about the results on the boys' tennis team next Saturday then.
Appreciate it. Go Bad Guys.
Austin Ireland, head coach of the Dawson-Boyd-Lockbrough Valley boys' tennis team. We'll take a break. Come back with more to Coach's Show after this.